All right, so now, you're ready to go on a journey with us. We have a beautiful journey for you, a meditation to experience the empowered adult. So let yourself get into your comfortable position to get relaxed. Now we do emphasize, for the best results, to stay awake during this particular meditation. Sometimes when we do energy healing, it might even be advantageous to be in your subconscious or unconscious minds. But the adult knows how to use the conscious mind. So make sure that whatever position that you're in, even though you do want to be relaxed, stay alert. Listen to us. Try to stay present as much as possible and to feel and to be as present as possible. So knowing this, close your eyes gently. Take a nice relaxing breath. And let yourself, prepare yourself for a meditative journey to take yourself to that place within you that you may call center. That place within where you can remain relaxed, alert, and present, open, and ready. We wish to emphasize to you that this journey is filled with our love, with safety for you, and support for your power, love, freedom, and safety. If at any time you do not feel safe, call upon your higher self, guardian angel, or even us to lift you to that frequency of safety. And so knowing this, let yourself open to receive the gifts that are to come. Allow yourself in your imagination to imagine yourself in a beautiful place, in the mountains, in nature, perhaps on a grassy meadow amongst spring flowers, or perhaps nestled into a nice warm rock with a view on the southern slope, or perhaps under a craggy tree growing on the side. A very beautiful, artistic angle, you underneath. But wherever it is, in these mountains, hills and valleys abound. Like life, ups and downs and all around. And in this beautiful place in nature, imagine that above you, you see a starry sky. Now, it may be daytime, but you see, in spirit, there is always a starry sky. The starry sky is not obscured by the sun. It can be a beautiful blue sky filled with stars. Or perhaps you like to imagine yourself in dawn or twilight, a sky, maybe a lavender sky, filled with beautiful stars, twinkling, hundreds, thousands of stars. Feel the presence of this sky of stars, each star being a point of light that twinkles at you. Know that each point of light is a consciousness of love, a loving being that shines down upon you with appreciation and love. And the sky is filled with thousands of them, all watching over you with love. Your universe filled with love. And some of these stars shift out of their position and come together above you. Putting their light together, they create a bright light. The union of light that is us. And we, that bright star, send down a beam of light to you now. A beam of light that when it reaches you is a column of light, a big column of light that surrounds your whole body, regardless of what position you're in. Surrounding you head to toe. And this light, sparkling, shimmering, is thick with love and spirit. This light, perhaps in your favorite color, or perhaps in an unexpected color, perhaps white, or perhaps a kind of iridescent white in which all colors reside. Whatever color it is, just let yourself be surrounded by us. Let us love you. Let us touch you. Let us nurture you. In a sense, cuddle you. Just relax. You're safe. You see, we see who you are. We see past all your facades that you've put on to try to convince others of who you are. We see what you think of yourself. We see your inner assessor. And regardless of the mistakes you may have made in your life, or may be making at this time, we love you just the same, because we see who you are. So let yourself be loved just for being you. Let yourself feel the safety. It's free for you to be you. You don't have to put on any pretend, any game. We know that you are powerful reality creators. Every reality that you've created to date has been created by you. Or when you were a child, you accepted it, you allowed it to be. And in this beautiful place in nature, surrounded by our love, let yourself think about being and what it means to be the spiritual, empowered adult. What it would be like to always sit from that vantage point of the inner assessor, loving yourself unconditionally. What it would feel like to fully know the strength of your power, of your authority in this reality. To what it really feels like to be responsible without blame or judgment attached. The amazing sense of capacity to do something, to change things if you don't like them, to expand them if you do. The power that you have. Now there are parts of you who disagree with your power, who disagree with how we perceive you. Parts of yourself that were trained in the pain, in the inadequacy, trained in the shame, trained to believe that because you are part of a certain tradition or lineage or family or genetics, you are condemned to certain limitations. Or because of your gender, your age, your education, your experience, your health, that you were limited in being fully the person that you can be. Recognize that these limitations are invalid at this time. They no longer apply to you. But these parts of you, bring them up as objections to convince you and us that you do not deserve the success, the love, the happiness, the joy, the freedom, and the safety. That you're not as empowered as we say that you are. These parts that object come from your child, twisted by shame and pain. Or just trained to be a certain way. They come from your adolescent who is looking for approval and hoping that if you do all the right things and follow the rules, keep your nose clean and keep your, you know, keep yourself looking good, you'll get what you need. And from the young adult who feels that if you just keep trying harder, or dreaming bigger, keep pushing yourself to be more, to improve yourself, that one day you'll step free. These parts of you are not parts that need any longer to be part of the whole of you. They no longer need to be the place that you go to first. They need no longer be your reference points for your identity or foundations from which to respond. So let yourself see personified form, your child self. Let this child stand maybe 3-4 feet away from you, or sit down, presenting itself to you. Let yourself look upon this child that you once were, the child filled with hopes of love and but twisted beliefs picked up from the parents, limitations picked up from them and from others. Child's doing the best it can to remain free and playful, innocent, open, happy. Maybe doing a good job, maybe not. But you look upon the sad part, the limited part, and in your love for this child within you, in your empathy for the stress that it went through, you as the empowered adult, in your power, you can imagine the perfect childhood, the perfect life for your child. You know what that would be. You know what the energies around the house would be like. That was what the child hoped for. What the love of the child would mean. Maybe playmates that would never be mean. Maybe the parents no longer stressed by financial issues or squabbling or external, environmental, national, political situations. Or affected by loss and suffering and separation. Free yourself by freeing your child. Imagine the perfect life for this child with all the things that the child would love. And imagine the whole scenario. Just imagine it. And in your mind, just step into it. And there's your child next to you. Take your child's hand. Say to the child, "This is what you have always wanted. Take it with my love, my gift to you." The wonderful, loving home and parents and wonderful, exciting adventures and happiness abounding. Healthy, strong, fun, having a great time. This is yours. I am the adult. I will take it from here. Thank you so much for reminding me time and time again through emotion, thought, and belief what I need to heal. Here it is for you, healed. Will you agree to stay here in this life that I have created for you? See the smile on the child's face. The child opens its arms. You put your arms around your child self and give that child a squeeze, a hug, a kiss. Feel that child's body in your arms. How precious, how innocent. And send it into this glorious world. And as the child goes there, the child turns around and looks at you. And you say, "Well, do you agree to stay here?" The child says, "Yes, if you'll visit." And you say, "Okay, I'll come visit. There'll be plenty of love for you, and I'll come visit." And with that, the child runs off and plays. And you find yourself back in that beautiful place in the mountains. And sitting next to you, a few feet away, is your adolescent self. Watching you. Not sure what to think about you. You didn't turn out the way your adolescent had hoped. Gosh, you're, you know, old and not so gorgeous. Do you have all the money and all the success? And are you the most important person on the planet or what? Did you achieve your great dream? Did you find love? The adolescent looks at you with a critical eye. This is the limited adolescent, looking and seeking love and approval, never quite feeling that they're okay, having to hide and put on facades. Facades of sophistication and wisdom that they fear they do not have. So you get up and you take the adolescent by the hand. No hug here. And in your mind, you step into another world with your adolescent in tow, pulling them along into their perfect world. Because you know what they would like. You know what their fantasies and stories that they told themselves, perhaps fashioned after movies and media. The perfect life of your adolescent. Plenty of money, plenty of popularity, plenty of opportunity, plenty of creativity, plenty of love, passion. While you are the responsible one, your adolescent is not. So your adolescent may want to break all the society's rules, may want to go and have mad, passionate love with someone they are not married to. Give it to them. Bring in the perfect lover, the sex goddess, or the absolutely gorgeous hunk. Give them the perfect lover. Give them the perfect life. Let them be rich, fabulously good looking. Everything that they would want. They've had a complete makeover. Show them a mirror. They look in the mirror admiringly. Ooh. Wearing the greatest looking clothes. Let them go, but only if they promise to stay there, because you, the adult, will take care of it from here. Oh, says the adolescent, oh, I don't want to be back here. I don't want to be here. Yes, I want to go, that's for sure. Look at all that great stuff and this gorgeous, gorgeous lover's waiting for me. So you wave goodbye, and they run off into the arms of the lover in the perfect fantasy world of their design. And you feel within yourself a little shift. It's as if something heavy just left out of you, just was taken away from you that had been bothering you. You feel lighter, a little freer. Maybe a little sadness, but just let it go. Let it go. Yeah, you wanted that life then. But the part of you that still wants that life got it. Let yourself celebrate. And you take a gentle breath and find yourself back in the beautiful space in the mountains. And now what do you expect? There's a young adult sitting there next to you. Or standing by you. Perhaps looking out into the mountains. Perhaps with hands on hips, surveying the territory. The young adult who has the great dreams, the great visions, the great fantasies of what all the forms of your materialization should take to make you happy. The perfect love, the perfect house, the perfect car, the perfect job, the perfect this, the perfect that. And they turn to you and they see you, noticing them. And you have to laugh. Because you remember how many times you've tried to fulfill those impossible dreams of your young adult, and how many times you have deviated from that path to discover other directions in your life, but always somewhere feeling just a little guilty that you didn't fulfill all those perfect forms, and that if you had only done that the way it had been dreamed, you would have been so happy. So you chuckle. And your young adult looks out at you almost accusingly. What's so funny? Because they're sizing you up and you don't look like what they wanted their future to look like. You've gone in some other direction. They weren't perhaps expecting to be on a spiritual path and to go through all the permutations and changes that that involves. Perhaps a change of career, a change of dream. Maybe you didn't get that perfect mate or perfect house or perfect car or perfect job. Almost what's wrong with you kind of look. And so you go over to them. And you say, you know, I'm the adult now. And I'll take it from here. But I want you to have everything that you've dreamed. Are you willing to have your dreams? The young adult looks a little perplexed. Yes. But I've been pushing you to do it. And you haven't fulfilled it. You say, well, look. Look here. Look over there. And all of a sudden, as you both turn to look in that direction, a whole panorama appears, like a room opening to you, of the young adult's perfect life. There it is. All the trappings of success, of happiness, perhaps the perfect number of children and the perfect children, whatever it was. Over here, look, you say. And you take the young adult, you push them just gently, and they come with you, looking in wonder at this incredible fantasy fulfilled. And you say to them, now, are you willing to go live there and experience there? And not worry about me anymore, whether I'm on track or not, or whether I'm successful enough or not, or whether I'm getting enough or not, or whether I'm working hard enough. Would you please just let that go? Can you? The young adult looks longingly at the perfect life, the perfect mate, the perfect house, the perfect car, the perfect children, the perfect creative job, the perfect this, the perfect that. The success, the fame, the fortune, the perfect environment, perhaps even living on a Caribbean island or wherever it is. Or maybe a big yacht in the Mediterranean. The great fantasy. And the young adult turns to you and say, yes, I will. And you say, you agree? Yes, they say. And you shake hands. And they go off into their life to all their perfection fulfilled, the fantasy fulfilled. Happily ever after. They go to happily ever after. And you feel a release of pressure out of your system, because they'd been pushing you to do the right thing, to manifest the right things. Just let it go. Let it just drain right out of you. The unfulfilled child, the one who didn't quite get enough love, the adolescent who didn't get enough acceptance, and the young adult who didn't get enough of the forms of success. All of that drains right out of you now. Just you notice, just leaving you. You feel like you're emptying yourself. Empty. You're empty. Feel yourself just empty. And then you realize that you're with you. You're in still in your center. And that what's left in you, you still have the playful, joyful, free, fun child in you. Yeah. It's still with you. You can feel that just bubbling up inside you. The child going, oh, finally I can play now. And the adolescent, that curious and actually very savvy, the adolescent that wants to explore and adventure in the world and wants to experience stuff, wants to learn, wants to develop something, an interest, curious, excited, enthusiastic. That's still in you. Feel that bubble up inside you. That desire, that passion and creativity from your adolescence, just kind of feel it coming up. Feel it in your cells, in your bones. It's part of you, and it will always be. But it's free now. It's been freed from its limitations, freed from its restrictions, fears, hurts, and wounds. Let yourself absorb and receive that within yourself. Feel it. Be natural to you. And also, coming into you now, the positive young adult, the one who can dream and imagine and be so, so creative, who can think on a global scale, who can dream a new world, who can dream possibilities and opportunities. Seminal, amazing, amazing awarenesses. Let yourself own that as well. That's part of you. Bring that in. Let that filter in. Feel a lift in your imagination, in your intuition, in your awareness of possibility, freeing your horizon, freeing your parameters. Feel a little loose in your body. Feel a little free in your nature. Just feel the sense of the freedom. The freedom to be you. Feel your power as a reality creator. You just created realities, three realities for them. And now it's open. It's open for you to create a reality for you. So in your empowerment, what kind of reality would you like to be in? And who would you like to be in it? Feel your power, the ability to make choices, to be responsible, that is to respond to the circumstances from an empowered manner, from a loving place, from a spiritual place. And what place is that? Sense within yourself how those old assessors, the one from the child, the parent, the one from the adolescent, the ego, the social ego, and the one from the young adult, the slave driver. Those assessors have gone. Sense, who is it that is looking at you now? Who is it that observes you and determines what your self-image is? There may be a space where you normally go to access that. And that is good. And now you saints, a presence with you. A presence of your higher self, perhaps an aspect of soul, a guardian angel, the divine expressed through the total unconditional lovingness, perhaps a version of the goddess or of God. Let yourself feel the love, the appreciation of you as the light that you are. Sense the observer having compassion upon, yes, the stuff that you have suffered with or struggled with, the issues that you may face, the stumbling blocks put there by the child, adolescent, and young adult in their distorted ways. But seeing also of you that you want more, you're willing to be more who you are, to recognize the divine within you, and to return as an empowered light being to the divine source, to the divine God, goddess, all that is, that gave birth to you, to home. Feel their loving evaluation of you. Now step into them and look at you through their compassionate, loving, accepting, caring eyes. This is loving you. Accept it. Receive it. Our love, your unseen friends and their spirit helpers and mentors, masters, and teachers who accompany you. Their love. And your assessor's love. Feel it. Imagine it. Stretch. Don't worry, it may be beyond your belief. Just stretch. Just pretend. Just open. Let yourself get an infusion of awareness of yourself. All those things that you do, your idiosyncrasies, your funny stuff, your silly stuff, your inconsistencies, even your little issues that you snag yourself with over and over. You like yourself. From this place, you really like you, warts and all, weird stuff and all. You're a unique, special being. You have your own range of colors and interests and possibilities. Let yourself just get into that feeling of liking you. Yeah, you're not perfect. You haven't achieved perfection, and you never will. But that doesn't even matter anymore. What matters is that you've got a good heart, a good intention. You're a loving being, you're a light being, and you came here on a great mission of consciousness. Just get into the groove with you. Just imagine all those things that you do. You like you. You love you. You care about you. You value you. You have lots of resources. You're powerful. You're loving. But that's not why you love you. That's not why you appreciate you. You appreciate you just because you are you. Because you're a light being. Because you're light. You're divine by your nature. What's not to appreciate? There's no judgment. Only acceptance. And from that assessor's eyes, coming back into the center of you, feeling that you have been loved, appreciated, cared for, that as an identity, you are a beautiful, powerful being. Feel the safety of this now. Feel how, from an empowered place, that you and your universe have gotten into an agreement here, whereas it'll give you the feedback so that you can hone and shift and change to your heart's delight and to play and explore and create something great. To realize who you are. To heal yourself and others. To love yourself and others. To create, to learn, to grow. All those things that make you happy. And the particular channels or avenues of interest that you have, that you enjoy so. And all the spiritual input that you get, and the spiritual teachers and friends and everybody that you so enjoy. You're safe. You're loved. You're okay. You're good. You are good. You are true. You're real. You're you. Safe. Because as you love you, what realities will you create for you? But safe, loving realities. That's what's ahead. So don't fear the future, dear one. Don't fear the what-ifs. Don't fear the impending dooms prophesied by so many. You're safe. You're empowered. You're loved. And now you're free to be in your world, free to create a world just right for you, according to your temperament, according to who you are. To be free. Doesn't matter who you're with, where you live, what you're doing. Even if you seem to have ordinary external circumstances, inside you're totally extraordinary, colorful, and expanded. Free. A free being. In partnership with the universe. Safe. Divine by your nature. Just imagine it. Just step into this place. And as you do, you sense that someone's calling you. And you, if you're not standing already, you stand and you move towards the call. It touches your heart. It pulls you over here, over here. There is a being of light standing at a pinnacle, at a peak, at a point. And you walk to it. And there, in smiles with love, we and they present you, dear one, with the mantle of power, love, freedom, and safety. A cloak that we put around your shoulders, we and this light being in form. Let us put it around you. It is light, like silk, but heavy in a beautiful, profound way of depth. Around your shoulders, draping down you, this robe, this cloak, this mantle of the empowered adult. Welcome. Welcome to the new world that begins within you and is for you to create. And as you stand there on this peak, on this point, on this pinnacle, you look over a vast world, your world. You can see for miles and miles and miles. Your world, your playground. It's yours. And with a happy heart, and accompanied by this shimmery, sparkly light around you, and your light being framed, loving you, descend. Descend down to that world. It's time to go into your world, to explore it, to bring your light, to engage with it, to adventure within it, to bring the consciousness, to see the shift, to celebrate the changes. You descend with growing enthusiasm and excitement. You remember this feeling from before your birth of this life. Oh, you were so excited to come into this one, this lifetime of grand opportunity beyond anything you had experienced before. Feel that joy now, that excitement, that enthusiasm. The world awaits you, awaits you. And you're not alone. You're never alone. Your playground lies ahead. So let yourself now feel this energy, feel this excitement, feel this connection. Remember it, so that any time in the future you wish to remember it, like a snap of the fingers, you'll be right back in this place. The place of the true, magical, spiritual, empowered adult. And let yourself return. Return. Pay attention to your body. Still relax there, waiting for you. The body that you love, your vehicle, your partner in your physical plane existence. Returning to your body and with a little bit of a breath, letting it all just start the integration into your body. Gently, gently open your eyes. Bring this frequency back with you as much as you can. And a new world's journey has begun. And it's time for you to go on a break. We will see you again soon. Even if you're only just listening to this on CD, we recommend that you take a break at this time. Take a break to let it sink in. Sink in who you are, what state you like to be in, what it feels like free of the twisted child, adolescent, and young adult, what your assessor is like. Just to let it all integrate, sink in, sense it, feel it. Just feel the freedom of it. Don't be afraid, it's safe. You're in the unknown now. You went beyond where you have been before. Where do they say? Where no man has gone before. Here you are. So we'll close now. Take a break. And we'll be back with you to discuss the action and the integration of action as the adult. Farewell.